Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield conference call. We've got a dynamic call lined up for you guys tonight. A lot of important information will be shared, so I'm going to go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club Member, Six-Figure Income Earner. But most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy. Thanks. You know, this is Christmas week, and we want to wish everyone on our More Success team a very Merry Christmas and thank each and every one of you for all that you've done and let each of you know just how much that we do appreciate you and your efforts. We want to encourage everyone to end 2011 in a strong way, and don't forget about our More Success team contest that we're running through the end of the year. We actually announced that on last Monday night's call. Quickly go over the contest. You have a chance to win one of three iPad 2s. There's going to be three different categories. The first category is in sales. If you go out and sell five new memberships this month, which is your requirement to enter the contest, you'll get one ticket into a drawing, and then you're going to get one ticket for every three memberships thereafter. In category two is in recruiting, and then you simply get in that contest by recruiting three new associates, and then you get one ticket for that, and then every time you recruit someone thereafter, you get a ticket for every recruit. And the third category is for executive directors, and that's a combination of sales and recruiting tickets that go into Hopper, and we're going to have the drawing January the 9th, I believe it is, and we're going to announce that on our More Success Team Monday night call. So this is just one way we can give back to our team, help us with recruiting and sales, and just to say thank you. So if you would like to have a new iPad 2, this would be a great way to have that for Christmas. I also have one other quick announcement before we get to our main speaker. You can reduce your new recruit's associate fee from $149 to $99 by assisting them in Fast Start qualifying. In fact, any new associate still in their Fast Start qualification period, and all those recruited in the month of December are eligible to receive a $50 bonus when they Fast Start qualify. Also, you can get an additional $100 for those that double the minimum Fast Start qualification criteria. Of course, this bonus is available to anyone recruited by December the 31st. So please take advantage of the promotion and recruit someone today. But to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I'm going to go all the way to Ada, Oklahoma, to a $500,000 ring earner and original Millionaire Club member, of course, the leader of our More Success team, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on the call, Mr. Moore?
And, Randy, I'm right here on the call. Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
Well, the first thing, of course, I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas because it'll be the last Monday night before Christmas. But just think 2012 will be a wonderful, fantastic, fantastic year. I think it's going to be the best year we've ever had in Legal Shield. And I'm getting all primed. I hope you're getting ready for it. Let's don't wait till the first of the year and they say, well, let's get ready. It's time to be ready right now, so let's do it. Randy, over the weekend, before I announce the speaker, over the weekend we had a little a deal happen. A friend of mine come to me and he said, well, I've got a problem. He said it seemed to be a big problem for me and my wife. It might be somebody else, but here's what happened. 7 o'clock last night, I went out and bought a car from a Ford dealership, and it's supposed to be, it was 2010 model. It's supposed to be a one owner car. He said I was kind of not looking as well as it should, but wanted to please my wife, and I bought the car. And I brought the car home, and my wife went out to look at it, and suddenly I didn't look good enough. There's a big stain in the back on the back seat. And they told me it was one owner, which I accepted. Opened up the glove compartment, took out some paperwork, and sure enough, it was not a one owner. It was really just a rental car. So we were very unhappy. So this morning early when the dealership opened up, I was there and told them that we did not want to make the transaction, but they kind of laughed at me and said, well, the transaction had been made, and that was it, and I could eat it. Well, guess what, Randy? That gentleman called the emergency number because he thought it was an emergency. I guess his wife's going to kill him. He thought it was an emergency. He talked to him, and they told him exactly what to do, and guess what? They gave him his other car back, gave him his title back and everything, and sent him on his way, not happy with them, but happy that he had a service that could get him out of a tight spot, even on such a thing as buying a car when they misrepresented it to him. And saying that, Randy, I want to introduce you tonight to one of the people that makes those things happen every single day. Not only that, this gentleman has a bachelor's degree from the University of Oklahoma, doctorate degree from the University of Tulsa, College of Law, and he's an attorney with Riggs, Abney, Neal, Arbenz, and Lewis. He's been there since 1997. He's a managing partner over the Legal Shield Division. Last year he presented the Leadership Award at the last conference. And tonight he's going to talk about the trial benefit. I think we often overlook that. We don't say enough. But most of all, Randy, he's a good Christian man. He's a fine man, and he's an attorney. But he's an attorney because he likes to help people. He loves to do it. And through Legal Shield, he can do that. And he's also a very personal friend. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, it's my honor and my privilege to introduce you, Mr. Mark Nelms. Mark, are you there?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Moore. I appreciate the introduction. I just want to say also Merry Christmas to everyone. And first of all, how much I appreciate the Moores, but all the associates. And I always tell associates when I get to go to the home office and do training, you know, I see it as a triangle with the associates, the provider attorneys, and the home office. When we're working together with the member in mind, that's when it works the best. And I do want to encourage everyone out there, and I hope that some of the success stories I can share tonight, and like Mr. Moore saying, the things we're able to do to help people, because that's what it's all about. And I think it's just an exciting time, you know, with Legal Shield in the future, and I appreciate everyone who's laid the foundation. You know, I don't think we should ever forget that, and I'm very proud, you know, to be a part of Oklahoma and to see the home office and what everyone's been able to do up until now, and we can just build on that. And so I think it's exciting with the new year coming. I look forward to that. Just to let you know, I think with the service and the training, everything, I think it's never been better. I'm sure you all agree with that for associates. It's that way for attorneys, also for referral attorneys. And so we are continuing to seek to improve the service and improve how we are able to provide that each day. Each month I get to review what we call making a difference stories, and we just encourage people in our office to, anytime they are able to help a member make a difference, to let us know that. And I just want to, first of all, share a few of those with you, and then I'm going to talk more about the Benefit 3, the trial defense. But these were just some from November. Once an adverse party closed their account and no longer pursuing collection from our member, that was under Benefit 1, the no-charge benefit. Another, we assist a member who had limited income under the no-charge benefit with the medical bill issue. Our traffic attorney assists the member under no-charge benefit, which resulted in that matter being dismissed. We helped a member with the will benefit who thanked us for our assistance. Another, our attorney went above and beyond to help a member with a business matter, and to date, the members received over $5,000, and again, that was their no-charge benefit. Another, this member had multiple citations that we were able to get dismissed that normally, for whatever reason, would have been covered under Benefit 5, but our attorney didn't charge him a fee and also saved the member over $2,000 in possible fines. And I want to share that, too. You know, I had another. I'm going to talk about Benefit 3 and the times when the no-charge benefits apply, but times when even it's discounted rate. You know, I had one litigation matter that the Benefit 3 didn't apply to, and we referred it to one of our litigation attorneys. And, you know, he made a call, and he got that matter dismissed and no charge to that member. And so I want you to know that, you know, our attorneys – how much they care about the members and how much we seek to help them. Another one of these, you know, our attorney assists a member who's a landlord, you know, and being a landlord these days is not easy a lot of the time. We help a lot of tenants as well, of course, but this was a landlord who's a member. We were able to help them under the no charge benefit. So those are just some of the stories, you know, that I get to review each month, and so they encourage me. And we look at those each month, and I hope they encourage you. A few others came across just recently, under the no charge benefit, we were able to keep a member in their residence under Benefit 1. Another, we were able to keep a child in school who had an issue under Benefit 1. And this one, another, we helped someone with an auto accident, and it took my attorney over 10 months to resolve this, but under their no charge benefit. They continued to work for that member and got that matter resolved under the no charge benefit. And just so you know, too, you know, and you're probably aware, because each year when we have the large conference, you know, they will announce, you know, how much money, at least, and this is just what we know, under that no charge benefit that we're able to save or recover for members. And in Oklahoma to date in 2011, we're over $500,000 just in Oklahoma and what we've been able to do for the members, and that's what we know of. Well, let's talk about Benefit 3. I want to say this as far as trial defense. Litigation is up. Lawsuits are up. And so it's never been more important for a person, of course, to have a membership. But I also would encourage you as associates and encourage your members, don't let their memberships lapse either. Because what's important, I get these to determine the benefits, and I would tell you from my heart what we seek to do, I do not try to find a way to exclude it from their no-charge benefits. I know sometimes when people, it's like other benefits they have out there, sure, you tell me there's all these great things, but then you're asking me for money or whatever. We do seek, like you're seeing these other examples, we seek to resolve those members' matters if we can or their no-charge benefit, and the same things for Benefit 3, that trial defense. The key to remember is, you know, not just having a defense, but for the, you know, to look at when the matter that led to that suit occurred or the events that led to the suit occurred. And so sometimes I find, and it's disappointing, you know, had a member that had been a member for a while, and then they let their membership lapse. And, of course, now they get notice of a lawsuit or they start having a problem, and then they reinstate their membership, which I'm glad they do, because still Benefit 1 and Benefit 5 always apply, still. But, you know, sometimes that event or what led to the suit or the suit itself occurred while they weren't a member. And I just think it's always important because we never know when an event's going to come along. You all know that in people's lives. And so it's important for them to continue to keep their membership current. And Benefit 3 is just a great example of that. Well, back to litigation. You know, we're seeing a lot of foreclosures, obviously, a lot of other civil suits. A lot of these plaintiffs and collection groups are getting very aggressive. They're filing lawsuits, I see, on smaller and smaller numbers. It doesn't even have to be a large figure before they file a suit. And I want everyone to keep in mind, you know, when a lawsuit's filed, it's not just an issue of the principal or the dollar amount they're seeking, but they're also are normally going to seek an attorney fee if they have an attorney. They're also going to seek their court costs. And this is other critical thing as well, that if there is a judgment, you know, that say that member, an individual who's not a member, if they get a judgment against them, that judgment will go on their credit. And, yes, the underlying debt could, but that judgment can go on that credit, and that can affect them adversely, obviously. So it's always important, if we can, to try to keep these off people's credit reports as well. It's almost, and we don't think about it too often, but it's almost like a ticket. Everybody understands under Benefit 2, you know, if we can minimize the money, we certainly try. But the key, and one of the key things, is trying to keep it off that member's motor vehicle record. Well, the same thing's true for lawsuits. Does it make sense? We don't want, you know, those suits to go to judgment if we can, because, again, those show up on their credit report. So I want to share some of the examples of, again, everyday ways we're able to help individuals. But I will tell you this. Most of the time, let's just take small claims, for example, and a lot of these other lawsuits, I'm going to go over these examples. If these individuals did not have legal shield coverage, I can tell you the vast majority of the time they would not have an attorney defending them. Because most people who are having an issue like this, they're certainly normally not in a position or going to call an attorney or able to afford an attorney in their minds. And so that's why this benefit is so huge for our members. But example, in small claims court, you know, in small claims court, if they don't appear, if they just don't appear, then that's an automatically default judgment. And the same thing's true if it's a standard civil case where they have a period of time in which to answer. I've seen over and over again, of course, when an individual doesn't have representation, they're maybe scared, they just forget about it, for whatever reason they don't want to deal with it, and it becomes a default judgment, which means if the other side gets everything they ask for without ever having to put on the trial, without ever having to go to court. And so that's where I see every day we're able to help our members, and that's what I'm going to share with you. But plaintiff's attorneys and the other side, they're getting aggressive. Now, what I appreciate, and I want you all to know, just recently I had a meeting with some of my litigation attorneys, and they were excited, and they were looking at ways that they can help members even more and for us to get aggressive in defending these cases. Because on our side, what I found is if you're prepared and defend the cases, the other side, they take them on, and it's just a numbers game for them. You know, they get so many of these they file that when they come against resistance or an attorney actually defending them, a party, then much of the time we can either get dismissed or a favorable outcome. And a favorable outcome could be a settlement, which is a great situation, because normally settlements, we get them resolved for much less than what they're asking for. And again, doesn't go to judgment and it doesn't go on that credit report. So let me, if I've got time here, I want to share some of these Benefit 3 stories. Most of these are recent. I mean, again, I see these all the time. And one thing I did talk to my attorneys about, and I think I'm going to try to do this for 2012, because they're normally very good about sending me these success stories, but I think I want to start keeping the numbers on Benefit 3 as well, like we do the other benefits, just so that we can see how much we're able to help these members. This member here sued for over $2,000 plus fees and costs. It was a credit card issue. We were able to get that one dismissed for the member. Another member sued for over $3,000, and this was an old debt. Now, this is important. You can believe it, I'm sure, because you know about identity theft and other things. There's a lot of times when an individual is sued and it's not their debt. It's amazing. Or the matter is so old that the statute of limitations is run, and if they defend it, they would prevail. But again, individuals without attorneys normally are not going to defend those like they should. But this was a case where it was an old debt, and we got the thing dismissed, and it saved the member not only over $3,000 in that principal, plus attorney fees, plus interest, plus court costs that the other side was seeking, plus, you know, our defense under the Benefit 3, it saved them all the pretrial and trial hours that they had. So that was an outcome. Another example I want to share with you, and this is the beauty of Legal Shield and the provider network. We're able to work with other states, and I just appreciate so much the other provider firms, you all in other states. We appreciate you very much. And, again, I think the provider firms working together has never been better. But this was a situation where another state contacted our law firm. Their member was being sued in Oklahoma. We agreed to defend that for them. We filed a counterclaim, a claim back against the other side. Not only did they get zero from our member, but our member recovered over $45,000 from the other side. And that was because they had Legal Shield and because they had access to attorneys. Am I okay on time, Mr. Moore? I've got a few other I want to share here.
You got plenty of time, Mark.
Okay, great. This member sued for over $6,000. We tried the case. The judge found for the defendant. Plaintiff got zero. This one, actually, I got to be involved in, went over, and it was a landlord-tenant situation, and our member was a tenant, and we thought we owed something, but we certainly didn't think we owed everything they were seeking, and we had other defenses we thought we would raise. Well, small claims court, again, normally you go, and they'll call the long docket, and at the end of that docket, they'll allow you, normally most judges, to go out and see if you can settle, and if you don't get it settled, you come back in, they start calling them in order, and you put on the trial right then. Well, of the, say, 10 cases that plaintiff's attorney representing the landlord had filed, only two or three appeared. The rest, they got default judgments. So then they're just down to those two or three that appeared. They go out and haul to try to resolve it. Of course, our member was the only one that had an attorney. And so it got time for us to visit with the other side's attorney. We told them our position, and we were ready to defend the matter, and they weren't ready. And we were able to get that that matter dismissed for literally pennies on the dollar. And so that's just another small example here. A few others, this one, again, another debt, another over $3,000 we got dismissed. Let me back up. This one was one we settled. They were being sued for over $3,000. We actually got it settled for a little over $1,000. It ended up saving the member about $2,500 through that settlement, plus it didn't go on their credit. And, of course, the word garnishment always, you know, brings fear to people where they can seek to garnish their wages, garnish their bank account. And so all that was avoided. It was dismissed, the stress of litigation, because that member had legal shield. Another example, this one, we got dismissed. They were seeking over $30,000 from this member. And we got it dismissed. And not only the $30,000, which is a large number, but they, if you get a judgment, you also then get the interest rate. If it's by contract, they normally will allow that to continue to accrue on any unpaid judgment. And if there is no interest rate, then you go by the statutory rate. Anyway, in that situation, the interest rate was 11.5%. So imagine $30,000 judgment accruing 11.5% interest plus attorney fees and costs and everything else. Large number, and we got that dismissed for that member. Let me see, Mr. Moore, just a couple others I want to share. This one, a dismissal for over $11,000 they were seeking from the member. And this one, they were seeking over $5,000, and we got that dismissed. The plaintiff recovered nothing from the member. And those are just most of those are recent examples. And what helps me and encourages me, of course, is I get to see how we're able to help people. You know, foreclosures is another example, folks having difficulty. And, you know, again, a bunch of these foreclosures, and we have folks that help them with the best option, of course, for them. And but anyway, is there any questions, Mr. Moore, on that or anything about
Well, I'd like to make a mark before we get down to Moore. You know, back in 2009, as you know, I had a car accident. Don't think it's my fault, but nevertheless, I had a car accident. And from a car accident, I get sued, and I called the firm there and everything. And they said, "Well, Ken, here's what happens. The insurance company has to furnish you an attorney. And, of course, in case you want, we'll monitor that." Well, sure enough, the lawsuit went along, and sure enough, I wanted someone to monitor it, and you guys assigned me a great attorney, Sharon Gentry, out of Oklahoma City, and right now they're working on that case, and the guy that assigned to me does seem like really a good guy, but I know that every time he sends the other party some information, that he also has to send Sharon a copy of that information, and even though the other guy seems real nice, I know he's working for the insurance company. But I know Sharon's working for me. It's a very comfortable feeling to know that I have somebody on my side, because the other guy I could not feel comfortable with, he could not be on my side as much as things is. But I do know that right there, because I have almost had prepaid legal shield, I know Sharon Gentry is a great attorney, and I'm very comfortable and very pleased that I have that kind of service, because the truth is, in the past, before I had a prepaid legal, well, I just made a bad mistake. I was one of those guys that didn't show up for court because I thought it wasn't nothing to it and they couldn't do nothing to start with. It cost me $4,800.
Wow, right.
My dad told me how dumb it was. I said, "Oh, it's not worth the effort. I was busy." Well, it was worth the effort. I didn't have a legal shield, and I didn't hire an attorney. It cost me $4,800. So I personally know these things you're talking about is so very, very important, and I personally know how well you guys do your job. So I want to really, really thank you for that. I want to get this statement out, and I really appreciate you. I know you're a very busy man, but I know you. Every time I've ever called you, you've stepped up the plate, and you tried to help and assist any way you could. And I'm going to let Randy talk, because I one more time, I just want to say, not only thank you for the job you do as an attorney, but thank you for being my friend.
Well, I appreciate that, and I appreciate those examples. I mean, those are perfect examples, and like you saw from this, I mean, all those are cases that without that membership, they wouldn't have had that help. And so I appreciate. And I appreciate all the associates. And Mr. Moore knows this. If there's anything I can ever do for anyone, let me know.
And that's the truth.
And we appreciate it. We
Randy, Jeremy?
Mr. Nelms, this is Randy. I just want to let you know how much I appreciate you and Riggs Abney here in Oklahoma and what you guys have meant to us, to our family personally. Gosh, I can't tell you how many times I've called up there and they've helped me and went to bat for me on my own personal needs. But I see so many people that you've helped out over the years, not just this year, but year after year after year, and you make a lot of difference in a lot of people's lives. And I appreciate what you do, Mark. And, you know, we've gone around a little bit together and spoke at different meetings.
Yeah.
And you've always been such a great attorney for me just to tell other people. This is the quality of attorneys that we have at the Riggs Abney Law Firm. And I just want to thank you so much. I know that you do above and beyond many, 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 many times, and I just want to tell you how much I appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate that, Randy. I do, and we do. And but, you know, like I said, we're always striving to get better, and we certainly can. And but two, just to let everybody know, just within my division, this is what's, encouraging. The year's experience average for the attorneys in my division average more than 19 years experience. And anyway, and of course, Riggs Abney as a whole has over 100 attorneys. But the key is every member is important to us, no matter how large or small the matter. And but thank you all for that. And thank you for allowing me on the call. Again, I appreciate all of you all very much. Just a great, hope a great Christmas and New Year and just a fantastic 2012. I know it's going to be exciting. Really
well, Mark,
do.
You know, like you and I were speaking earlier today, it's all teamwork. If one member of the team lets down, it lets the whole team down.
Sure.
You guys have certainly helped yours up, and the more success team's certainly trying to hold theirs up.
Well,
the 2000 year.
No,
Merry
I
Christmas.
Do. Okay. Well, and I appreciate everybody out there. I hope you all have a great evening, great rest of the call.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Merry Christmas.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Now I want to quickly go out to the state of Virginia to Regional Vice President, $100,000 ring earner, and Millionaire Club member, Mr. Jeff Hughes. Jeff, are you there? I know he was going to be on, I thought, right at the very end of the call. Did Jeff get on? All right, Mr. Moore. I didn't know if you had anybody else or not.
No, that's it for tonight, Randy. But, you know, this Every week, every day is so precious to us, whether it be Christmas or what. But this is really a precious time of year to remind us what Christmas is all about, Randy. I know a lot of people's Christians on here, a lot of people's not. That's everybody's choice in life. But you know, it's for our family, we choose to follow Christ, and I know so many people on this call does. So I want to tell each of you, whether you're Christian or you're not a Christian, we love you, we appreciate you, we want God to bless you through this season. And let's remember what Christmas is really all about, not just giving gifts, but caring for each other and caring about our lives, our souls, everything. And I want to say that. I just want to say God bless you. Keep putting that family, God first, family second, Legal Shield third. It'll be a wonderful life. God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone, and Merry Christmas.